Sean and Orlena in the morning.
Mix 97.
7:46. Thanks for starting your day with Mix 97. On Wednesdays, Dr. Julie Galthorpe is a guest at this time. Dr. Julie Galthorpe really working it this morning. She's invited a lawyer to join us, Jane Howlett. Jane is a lawyer with lead counsel at the Highland Shores Children's Aid Society. Been in the business now for over 20 years. Good morning to Dr. Julie. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to Jane.
Good morning.
So we got a family therapist, Orlena, the doctor, and we got a lawyer on the show. We're doing okay this morning.
Wow. We're going to be doing even better after, I suppose.
Well, welcome to the show, Jane. Julie, a great topic this morning, co-parenting during COVID-19. This is, I'm sure, has had its challenges for those who are divorced that have kids. And where do you want to start this morning? What's happening in the homes here with two homes and kids either at mom's house or dad's house? How's this all working during the pandemic?
Well, you know, from a clinical perspective, I think the majority of kids are continuing with the schedule, you know, that they had in place, whether they had done this through a parenting plan or a court order. When one person deviates from this plan and the other disagrees, that's when the conflict escalates, and that's never good. And that's kind of what we're seeing happening in our practice. So, you know, I'd like to highlight that this conflict is happening not just for people who have always had difficulties with post-divorce parenting. I read one piece where the writer described how differing views on social distancing threw years of positive relationship into turmoil. So essentially they were getting along prior to COVID and had worked through things for years. And then because they saw this, how to handle this, this pandemic so differently, everything they'd worked so hard for went sideways.
Yeah, and we're to respect the boundaries, social distancing, and, you know, it could be taxing on divorced parents, Julie, but I also see it being a challenge for the kids as well, because they may want to spend some time with mom or dad, and due to the circumstances, they just can't do that.
Well, that's really the bottom line. It's that the child that needs to, you know, keep on the schedule of seeing both parents and being connected with both parents. So, you know, that's the common situation, unfortunately, is that COVID hit and one parent refused to return the child back to their regular schedule, and the parent not receiving the child back was left with little recourse. So we can understand how worrisome the situation was when social distancing and stay-at-home directives were put in place, as you said, Sean. However, this was not just a week. It's turned into months, and putting children's relationships with a parent on a hold is really distressing for children. And then, of course, there's also the legal issues, which is why I asked Jane Howlett to be part of this morning's conversation.
So, Jane, give us the family law perspective on this situation. How can it work for the parents and the kids? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so this is a very tricky situation for parents to navigate, because we've had a suspension of in-person court operations beginning in March the 17th. Now, since that time, we've seen an expansion to include a variety of different virtual opportunities for judicial intervention across the province. It does vary, but if you find yourself in this situation, what are you going to do if you're hearing that the courts are not open? You can't go in and file your court documents and ask a judge to adjudicate this. Well, we're pleased that there's been an expansion to include different opportunities, but this is also an opportunity for parties, for lawyers, to look at other options for resolving their family law disputes generally, but most specifically any conflict that might or any disagreement that may have arise as a consequence of COVID-19. So we're not only provided with an opportunity, there is an expectation that lawyers and parties take an active role in moving cases forward and take responsibility in looking for opportunities to settle these matters. That could include things like mediation, but it can also include using your family law lawyer to assist you in settling these issues. So you might not be able to get in front of a judge, but you can certainly pick up the phone and call your lawyer or call a lawyer if you don't have one that you're working with and say, how can you help me sort this out with my former partner, with my child's other parent? How can we have a conversation? That, of course, assumes that you don't have the ability to sit down at a kitchen table or in an open space and have an open conversation about how you're feeling about everything that's going on. But if you can't do that, then use somebody else who can help you have that conversation. Because if you can establish habits and tools and tricks to navigate this, then that really bodes well for your ability to parent with the other partner and make important decisions about the safety and well-being of your the children or child that you share.
The thing is, Jane, court orders, they're not always followed by mom and dad or couples that are divorced. And I can just see with this pandemic, things escalating. Julie, if, you know, someone in the relationship wanted to see you, one of the parents, they're seeing you now during Zoom. Like, everything is so different. You can really see where couples get frustrated and cooler heads have to prevail here. Are you sensing that, Julie, that when you do speak to people, that there's a lot of frustration? They don't know where to turn?
Yeah, there is a lot of frustration because remember, although Jane is saying, you know, it sounds like the court orders are meant to be respected and that or a shared parenting plan, but this is a time when things have gone sideways. And yes, I have spoken with people who are extremely frustrated by those orders not being respected. Some people haven't seen their kids for weeks, and getting help to deal with that, it has been very challenging for them. And so then that's where that tension, you know, continues to go up. And, you know, parents are given opportunity to try to correct the situation on themselves, for themselves, and they don't necessarily do this. And what parents need to remember that, yes, you're stressed, but this is a stressful time for your kids. So it's a time when you, when the child needs to rely on both of you and benefit from having both of you. So although there's no easy answers, one thing remains clear. The court orders are meant to be respected. The parenting plans you have in place are meant to be followed. And those things need to happen for kids and to keep the relationship ongoing after COVID or the pandemic passes.
All right. We'll be back with Julie and Jane here in a moment.